My son told me today that yesterday, or Sunday, I guess it was, he went over to his mother-in-law's house, and or she came out there to their, whatever, they were all together, and said that he picked up one of the Dallas papers, and she picked up the other one, and when they got there, they had two Dallas papers, and he said, Dad, on the front page, one of the, well, both of them had awful stories. If you read them, you saw that a mother had burned, had doused three of her children and then herself with gasoline and lit them all, and they all four burned to death. What kind of a mother would do that to her children? Only a mother possessed by a demon, or maybe a multitude of them. And then the other paper had a story similar, but it was not the same person. It was somebody else, another family that had devastated themselves and killed all their children. And I think, hey, what is the world coming to, huh? I mean, you don't want to know why I don't read the newspapers? You know, because it's full of bad news, you know. I don't want to feed that trash into my heart and my mind. I want to feed the things of God. Now, if we would get in here and feed ourselves the Word and meditate on it like we have been as the last few weeks, and we're only not even quite halfway through the book of Proverbs yet, but as you see there, we're in 13:11. And we're just taking this line by line, and we're talking about this. We're finding what God likes and what He doesn't like. And you know there's some things God don't like. Is that true? Amen. And if He doesn't like it, then I suggest we stay away from it. You know, one we read back here in Proverbs 6, I believe it was, not too long ago. There was six things God hates, no, seven that He detests. And what were those? We remember where those were, Dave? I think it was Proverbs 6 something. Wasn't it in 6:13 or something like that? Huh? 6:13? 16. Let's go back and review those 6:16. There are six things the Lord hates, no, seven things He detests. Number one, haughty eyes. Huh? A proud look. Haughty eyes are a proud look.
I'll give it to you in the King James.
Seven things. And the next is a lying. Okay, up there it is. A proud look. A lying tongue. No, if God hates a lying tongue, we should never tell even a little bitty white lie, right? I mean, you ought to tell the truth. It doesn't matter. If God hates it, I mean, whoo. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to tick Him off. Do you? I mean, if you were to tick Him off, He's just big enough He could say, okay, Thurman, that's your last time. I'm ticked off, and bam, your life is over. Right. And there ain't no reprieve, is there, Lisa?
No, we don't want that to happen.
No, I don't want to make Him mad. I don't want to make the Lord mad. You know, I don't mind if I make you mad because, you know, it's not near that bad, you know. But He said, I don't have to fear man. I really don't want to make none of y'all mad either. If I don't make God mad, I'm not going to make y'all mad as a rule. Now, some of you, that's not true. You know, some of you, one of the things that we were told about, that this video we sent out, I remember when Dr. Williams said something about being a certain kind of a guy so he could have all kinds of wives or something like that, you know. I don't remember exactly what that was, but it was something like that, you know. But, I mean, I just, you know, I knew he was just kind of joking there because he was talking about the way those people are, you know. But, you know, a Muslim, unfortunately, whether you know it or not, and some of you don't, because as Christians, you know, we know God told us as men to love our wives as He loved the church and gave Himself for her, right?
Amen.
But a Muslim, they're trained from day one, especially the men, that your wife, your mother, a woman is nothing, absolutely nothing. In fact, if your mother does something you don't like, and I saw a little video the other night, a little clip that was taken in a Muslim home, and the mother said something, the son, which looked like he was 30 or 35 years old, and so the mother was 55 or 60, and she said something he didn't like, and he went over and grabbed her and started beating her. And then the wife, I guess she didn't like it, and she jumped up to say something. And when he did, he just threw mother down and backhanded her and knocked her plumb over against the wall. I thought, boy, how would you like to live in a home like that? Wouldn't that be wonderful? But they teach their men to treat the women like that. How would you like to be a woman? No, you're going to have to live in that kind of nonsense. Oh, you know, oh, they're really lovely, aren't they? See, most of us have no clue what they are trained from day one. Day one. They are trained to kill people. You know, I mean, just like when we saw that man out there, I can't think of his name, but there was three of them, three smooth stones, I think was the name of that DVD we got out at GLC. One of those men, you know, when he said about how he had been trained from the time he was a child to kill Christians and Jews. And then finally he was in a car wreck or a truck wreck or something, and some great big old guy come by and picked him. He was laying there dying, and this great big old guy come by and picked him up and he carried him on his back to a hospital and set him down in this hospital. He said, "I don't know who you are. Why would you help me?" He said, "I'm just a Christian and we love people." He thought, this guy's a Christian? I heard they were trying to kill us. That's what I've been taught forever. That Christians are trying to kill Muslims. He said, this guy picked me up, carried me on his back to a hospital. And then the doctor took him in, done everything he could do to him, and he finally told him, he said, you know, since you have no insurance or nothing, we're not going to be able to keep you in here any longer, but I don't want to see you die. So he said, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to take you home with me until I doctor you back to health. He thought, now, wait a minute. This don't make no sense at all. I mean, these Christians, I've been told, they're after us to kill us. And I've been told to kill them, and all these guys are doing is good things for me. Isn't that amazing? But before it was all over, guess who got led to Jesus? The Muslim. Because of the love of God in these Christians. He said, what these guys got, I want. You know. And then, of course, that video that somebody gave me the other day about a true story, supposedly about a group of Muslims that were terrorists, and he was a mean one, too, and how he had beat his family and all the stuff. And then one night, the head of this, whatever they call a Muslim leader, like a priest or whatever, this guy was extremely brilliant, so he gave him a copy of the Bible and said, I want you to read this Bible, and then I want you to compare it with the Quran, and I want you to write a book that'll tell about the lies that are in this book. He told him, no, I don't even want to touch that book. I don't want to open it. I don't want to read the Bible. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But the guy forced him to do it. Well, he read the book. And guess what happened to him? One night he had a dream after reading all this stuff. Jesus came to him in a dream and told him, what you're reading in this book is the truth. He came to him in a dream and told him, said, you know, this is the truth. I teach love. And the guy got saved. And it changed his life. Isn't it amazing what happens whenever you read the Bible? It can change your life forever. That's why you want to be careful. Don't get in it very often because it might change your life forever. It'll change our life forever, won't it, Dave? Let's go right on down through those. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Now then, do y'all know how many innocent children were slaughtered in America today? Anybody have any idea how many abortions was performed in America in the last 24 hours? Somebody give me a number. About 4,500. 4,500 babies were killed today. But that happens every day. Every day. You round that off to 4,000 or 5,000, whichever one you want. If 5,000 would work out better for you, that's the ones we know about, so we probably don't know of near all of them. So they probably do exceed 5,000. So in a week, that's only 35,000 children a week we kill. Only 35,000. That's not very many, is it? Isn't that awful? Huh?
I said, so we're killing more than they are.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? And some of those babies belong to Christian parents. And that's what's so devastating. But God said, I hate this. I mean, why do we not listen to him? I hate this. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. And feet that be swift to run to mischief. Now, we got some people in the church that's really good at running to mischief. Can't wait till they hear another good little morsel so they can go talk about somebody else. You know, oh, but God said he hates that. That's why a while back somebody said something here in the church, and she told Cheryl, and on the way home, she said, I need to tell you this. And I said, no, I don't want to hear it. But honey, I said, I don't want to hear it. If it's about somebody in the church, I don't care what they've done. I don't want to hear it. See, I can't. That's just like, as a rule, that's why I let her do all of the records keeping for the ministry. Because I don't want to know what anybody gives. You know? If I thought Benjamin gave $100,000 a year, and you gave $5 a year, and if he needed help, which one would I help if I knew he'd give $100,000? Well, see, if I don't know, I can help both of you all the same, right? If I don't know, and that's why I tell her, I don't want to know. I don't want to. You keep the records. I don't want to know. That way, when I look at you, I don't care, you know. If you give $1, $50, I don't know. I can treat you the same that way, right? Hey, you know, because you know, I mean, Jesus told me if I showed favoritism in the church, I'm guilty of sin. Is that what he said? And so I don't want to know. Sometimes the less I can know about everything that's going on in the world, the better off I am. And I don't want to hear the rumors, the rumbling, forget it. That way I can't talk about it. But imagination, feet to be swept to run to mischief, and then a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. I know we'd never have nobody do that. Ooh, let me tell you what Dave did, Keith. Oh boy, have I got a good one on him. And then everybody around wants to hear what he, and then you know what? I'm talking to Keith a little bit loud. Somebody said, oh, what? Dave did something? Yeah, there you go. And it was like, what did he do? And of course they can't get close enough to hear it, but they thought they heard it. And whenever they leave, by the time the story gets out of church, it's 10 different things. That's right. Is that true? Now, God, what did God say about that? He that soweth discord among the brethren, would we forget what he said at the heading? There is 6 things I hate, no 7 I detest. Yeah. So, hey, if he sows discord against the brethren, I think we need to run over those every once in a while to remember this. So when somebody says, I got this, let me tell you about Thurman. He said, forget it, I don't want to hear it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.